Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Double Play Podcast. In this episode, Jack and I are going to be discussing super teams in baseball. Do they work? Yes or no? Let's debate. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Double Play Baseball. It's been a minute, but Ryan and I are back to talk some Major League Baseball, and we're going to start it off with a meaty topic, super teams. Do they work in baseball? Have they worked in baseball? Who are the current super teams? We're going to discuss it all, but Ryan, to start off this debate, I just want to hear your answer to the question, do you think super teams can work in Major League Baseball?
My answer, it's going to be complicated once we get into it, but the short answer is yes, they do work, they can work, and they have worked, and I think super teams, you know, they're very complex, and what defines success is different with people in baseball, but super teams do work.
I disagree in that regard, and I think maybe it comes down to, again, what you said, your definition of a super team and your definition of success, but I think what we've seen so far, super teams have not worked in baseball, and what we're seeing specifically this season with a couple of teams that I think we would both agree are super teams or trending towards super team status in baseball, they're being pretty disappointing this year, and I think that's kind of the main reason why I believe the super teams can't work in Major League Baseball, but I think that the big point that we mentioned is, what do you define as a super team and what do you define as success? So maybe just quickly before we get into the actual debate, what's your definition of both of those things?
To me, a super team is more about the talent that's on the roster, and it's the superstar talent that makes the super team rather than the payroll. And I think those two things usually work hand in hand, but you look at a team like the Yankees who are paying a handful of guys, some veterans like Donaldson and Stan, who I wouldn't consider superstars. They're paying both those guys a big chunk of money. So, like, the Yankees have the second highest payroll, but I wouldn't consider them a super team. Whereas Padres, Mets, Braves, I would consider super teams. Whereas it's not necessarily bought either. It's done kind of a few different ways. Padres are more so bought. The Mets are a combination of both, and the Braves are all homegrown. So I think you can build a super team in different ways, but I would say it revolves more around the superstar talent on the team.
No, I think that makes sense, and I would agree on your Yankees assessment, but even the players like Donaldson and Stanton, I think that was an attempt by the Yankees to build a super team. Like, they didn't sign them because they didn't think they were going to be superstars. Just because the contracts haven't worked out, I don't think that doesn't mean the Yankees weren't trying to build a super team. So just because I think those two players haven't worked out, maybe the Yankees we don't consider a super team right now because those contracts haven't panned out as well, but that was at least an attempt to try and build a super team. I mean, you're bringing former MVP winner Giancarlo Stanton into New York. You're trying to get a superstar player with a superstar size contract. For me, I think a super team goes into a lot of what you said, where it is buying players and even trades. I do consider big high profile trades to be an attempt to build a super team. I think when you're trying to just continually one up yourself and the other teams around you, whether it's in your division, your league, or just around baseball, if you're shelling out big contracts, you're giving away trades to get guys that aren't homegrown talent to just continually upsize your team, upsize the payroll, everything like that, I think that is what constitutes a super team. For me, it's less about, are the players actually superstars, but more, are you trying to give out superstar size contracts and trades to just bring those players over? And I think what we're going to talk about is it's harder to build one in baseball than it is in the NBA. I mean, the NBA, you only have five guys on a court at a time. Major League Baseball, you have to think about the 26 guys you're maybe going to put on a World Series roster. So, you know, adding one Kevin Durant is different in baseball because, you know, that one guy doesn't exactly make your team a super team. But I think we're seeing with teams like the Mets and the Padres an attempt to at least build a super team where the Mets went all out. They've signed Scherzer and Verlander after trading for Lindor. They tried to sign Correa this offseason. Of course, it wasn't successful, but like that was an attempt to me to build a super team. The Padres, who have already brought in Manny Machado, they've given a big extension to Fernando Tatis. They've brought in Yu Darvish. They've extended Joe Musgrove, and then they go and trade for Juan Soto. To me, those were attempts to build a super team, as well as the contract the Padres offered Aaron Judge and Trey Turner. Like, going out of your way to just get the biggest superstars that you can with those size contracts instead of just slowly building it, to me, that's what constitutes a super team. And for success, I think if you're trying to build a super team, the only thing that you can consider a success is winning a World Series. So for me, in this argument, that's what I'm going to deem success.
So I forgot to answer that second part of your question, which is what is success? And I'm going to disagree with you on what success is. And I think it comes back to the part where 26-man roster, you can't, and all of those guys really have to play. You can't throw out a Durant or a LeBron for 48 minutes a game, and he's not coming out of the game. The starters are going to pitch 6-7 innings. The relievers have to pitch. The bench guys have to come in crucial spots. So everyone has to play. So you can't kind of create a full super team where everyone, or at least the majority of players contributing, are superstars. So, and I think that kind of goes into what success is. The success part to me is building a team that is geared and capable of winning a World Series. And I think that over the course of 162, you see those successful super teams be the majority of the time. There's some cases where you can be a two seed or even a wild card, like Dodgers when they won 106 games, where I would consider those teams success. And even if you don't win the World Series, I think maybe it's not a full success because you want to win the World Series. I don't think it's a success without winning the World Series, but I would also not say that that team failed, if that makes any sense. I would say like that super team worked. It did what it was kind of built to do, but sometimes that doesn't always mean a World Series in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would know this as a Dodgers fan. Like, I would consider the 2021 and 2022 Dodgers, at least in 2021 after the trade deadline, I think those were two attempts at building a super team to try and win a World Series, and they fell short both times. Now, I know that you don't consider it a full-blown success, but I also would agree with you. It's not a complete failure, but even then, if you're going on the scale of success to failure, I think you lean more towards the disappointment side based on the way that the team was built, the expectations that you build when you bring in those players. I don't know if you share my sentiment, but not a full success, clearly, because they didn't win a World Series. But also, I would agree with you, it's not a full failure.
I agree. When you look at a success-failure metric, I would say, yeah, it's closer to a failure for sure. But when you talk about do super teams work, I think that kind of fits under the definition of working. It was the one seed in the playoffs. Well, they won 111 games last year. They lose in the first round of the playoffs, so that was a big failure. But in terms of what it was built to do, it was built to give them that extra bye in the postseason, get the one seed, and be built for a championship run. And that it didn't happen that way. But I think the super team worked. Whereas, kind of look at the NBA, you can't build a team like the Warriors where they're not only winning the NBA Finals, but they're dominating on their way there. They had one playoff run where they went 16-1. They only lost one game in the entirety of the postseason. That's not going to happen in baseball. We just know a pitcher can be off, hitters for the other team, no matter how good you are. That's why they play 162 games. That's why the A's just split the series with the Rays in a four-game set. Anything can happen in baseball. You're never going to see a team, whether a super team or not, fully dominate over the course, rarely even over the course of a season. We see that with super teams sometimes, and with other teams as well, but especially when the postseason, anything can happen. So I guess that's a little bit of a tangent, but I think that's kind of where the definition, I kind of lean more towards the working rather than the success, if I was able to make that make any sense.
No, I think it does make sense, but like I feel like you're lying to me as a Dodgers fan if you were to say like the team worked last year. Like you were ready to just throw everyone under the bus. You've been ready to fire Dave Roberts for years. You were very critical of the roster construction once they lost in that first postseason series. Now, I know the hindsight might have changed your opinion, but like, let me take you back to when they lost that series to the Padres. You were fuming, and you were blaming some of the moves, like signing a Trey Turner and like letting some of the homegrown players walk. Like, I know that you're saying now that it was still, you know, not maybe a full success, but that the season worked. Let me take you back to a year ago. You were not feeling that. So I do feel like you're lying to me a little bit if you think that just because the Dodgers, you know, won 111 games, they gave themselves a shot, it worked. If you're giving out all the money and you're leveraging your future with all these prospects and you don't win the World Series and you don't even make it there, that's not working to me.
That's a good segue into my next point, actually, of kind of for me. I think it, just as rosters normal rosters, non-super team rosters in baseball, have to be constructed to be full teams. I think it's the same way. You have to be a well-constructed super team. And I think the Dodgers were, no question they were a super team, but I think they were flawed in their construction as a super team. They got guys who, Seager left last year. He was kind of the big reason they won the World Series in 2020. He was just insane in the playoffs. Frankly, a lot of those guys, the guys in that team last year, had track records of not performing in the postseason. And they put together a great lineup of superstars who put up great numbers, some MVPs, some silver sluggers, just all across the board, but who kind of had that flaw of not playing well in the postseason. You had Freddie Freeman and Trey Turner, who had both won World Series before, and Freddie Freeman a little less so, but Trey Turner did not play well in the 2019 Nats World Series run. And so you're putting together guys that just weren't built for October, and that ties into the Padres being, no question, a super team, but they're not adding to where you need it. And I think for a basketball reference, the Lakers, when they had Russell Westbrook, they were a super team. But when you look at teams with LeBron that played well, LeBron needed a shooter, and that wasn't what Russell Westbrook was. It was two ball-dominant guys, so it was no question a super team, but it was flawed in that. And the Padres, they had Tatis. They go out and get Bogarts, who didn't fit. And I think that's kind of where you see this. And they signed all these guys to big contracts and faltered at their depth a little bit. They neglected that. And so I think you need to be focused on building putting the right superstars on the team and also building a complete roster. And so I think that's kind of why super teams can work. But it's not like the NBA, even with the NBA, like I said with that Lakers example, you need to have the right players on your team. You can't just be an all-star team, say, go win a World Series. That's not going to work.
So let me just understand if I'm hearing your argument right, is that like super teams can work in baseball, we just haven't seen the right one built yet? Like, I don't think there is a more glaring example of what a super team looks like in baseball other than the Dodgers. So, like, is there an example that you think is a better constructed one, or is it just we haven't seen one yet, but it could work if someone does do it perfectly? Because it kind of does seem to me like your argument is more helping the, like, why super teams can't work argument, where it's like, you can't just sign the best players, you need to build a better roster. And I think if you're focused more on, like, adding in the places you need, that's not a super team to me.
Well, like I said, the super team is the talent, and it's the full construction of that talent together. You can't just throw talent out there and have it work. It's got to be the right talent. And like I said, good super teams can work. And I would say the Dodgers did work, but there was flaws in that. And kind of the way I made it sound before, it was they were never going to win the World Series, but that wasn't the case. They were definitely built to win the World Series, but there were some flaws and some reasons why they didn't. And I think that goes back to what I said at the beginning, where it's impossible to just build any team. I don't think there will ever be a team that is built and you can keep them together for however many years where you consider that team is going to win the World Series, no questions asked. And that's what we saw with the Warriors in the NBA. That's never going to happen in baseball. So I think just because we haven't seen a true super team win the World Series, that's not to say that just because it hasn't happened, it doesn't work.
I mean, I think I agree with what you're saying, but I also think it's like that's a very idealistic point of view where you're saying like a super team could work, but it has to be like the perfect super team. And in baseball, that's not exactly how it works. Like in basketball, I think you can get away with sometimes playing positionless basketball. But in baseball, it's like sometimes the best free agent isn't exactly at the spot you need. So take, for example, the Padres this offseason. They didn't need an outfielder or a shortstop. Who were the best like free agents on the market? It was Aaron Judge, Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts, those guys. Positions they didn't need, but the super team approach is you get all the talent possible. So like, I think I understand what you're saying, where you're saying, yes, a super team could work if you also construct it the right way, but I think that leans more towards the argument of why super teams wouldn't work in baseball, because that's like, this is a very idealistic point of view. Like, I think you're confusing a perfect super team for just a perfect team in general. And I would argue that, like you saying, yes, the Dodgers didn't work because they were a flawed super team, I think it's just, I think more towards super teams don't work in baseball. And you look at the World Series winners, which is what I think is the most important thing when you're talking about, does it work? Is it successful? I'd argue that no modern World Series team from 2010 on has been a super team. Like Astros, Braves, and Dodgers, when they won the World Series, were loaded, but like homegrown with maybe one or two big moves, but then a lot of other small moves that turned out big. When you're looking at the Gerrit Cole contract with the Astros when they signed him from Pittsburgh, not a big deal. Of course, he's a superstar when they got him, but they didn't pay that much for him. Or, you know, Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler at the trade deadline, small moves that turned out big for the Braves down the stretch. You also had, you know, some more homegrown like cores that led the Giants, the Royals, and Cubs to World Series, the Red Sox and Nats that were long-developed rosters, I think, that were just pushed over the edge by the young homegrown stars. Like, I don't think a single World Series team, champion team, since 2010 has been a super team, and most of the super teams that we've seen built have been unsuccessful in that they've fallen short.
Well, I'll backtrack to something you said that I disagreed with, is it's not... You don't have to go out and just sign whoever to be a super team.
But that's what that's like what most super teams are.
I disagree. That's where the bad super teams come in, like the Padres and like the Mets, who are a different issue. We said at the beginning the Mets were, if they didn't play well, it's going to be because their age, and that's kind of where it's been. Some guys have maybe you can chop it to regression, but there's also been some injuries that come with age. So that's a whole other point. But I think a super team is not just sign you. You get a contract. Everyone gets a contract. I don't think that's like that is certainly a super team, but that's not what that super teams fit on the other side of the bubble too. Like teams that are homegrown, just because they're homegrown, that doesn't mean they're not a super team. If I build 8 all-stars, am I not a super team? 3 guys who go for the MVP just because I haven't paid them, that's not a super team. They're superstars, therefore they're a super team.
Yeah, but I just think that that's just like a well-developed team. Like that's just that, I think that's more success. I would define a super team more as you're not complacent with your level of homegrown stars. Like you could have even the Dodgers and Padres have homegrown all-stars, but you always just feel the need to add more, or you're making the move to try and push yourself over the top, and you're bringing in people that aren't homegrown. Like I don't consider the Braves to be a super team, at least, you know, when they won the World Series. Maybe now you can argue it because of the Sean Murphy trade and the Matt Olson signing, but the Matt Olson signing was a switch move where they let Freddie Freeman go and replaced him with Matt Olson. Sean Murphy, it was a 3-team trade. They had to give up a little bit of amount to the Brewers and William Contreras, but like the Braves, just because they've homegrown built all of these all-stars, I don't think that makes them a super team. Like
I disagree. I think there's two sides of it. There's building a super team, and there's having a super team, and they're both super teams. Like there's different ways to get in there, but they're both super teams. There's going out and buying players and trading for them, but there's also homegrowing superstars. And is that just like I think the Braves absolutely are a super team, just because they haven't paid for it, and kind of the well contracts kind of are a reason that they're able to have a super team. And I think, you know, there's teams that have completely neglected and not paid attention to this salary kind of the luxury tax level. But the Braves have kind of made an effort to stay under that while also having a super team. And I think just because they aren't forking out these large contracts or signing players in free agency, doesn't mean they're not a super team. They have the superstars.
I see where you're coming from. For me, I think it may be that's just a difference in definition. Because, you know, I think there's a difference between if you're the Astros, like calling up Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker, as opposed to the Dodgers going out and trading and then signing Mookie Betts and then signing Freddie Freeman. Like that's a different thing. You're getting like similar level players, but there's a difference between like you have them in your farm system. It doesn't cost you anything to call them up, but just continually feeling like you need to go out and purchase players or trade for them on the market. I think that's where, for me, the definition is different. And so I'm just curious then, do you believe that some of the teams that have won recently are super teams? Like the Astros that won last year, are they a super team, even though really the only big pieces that they bought were Justin Verlander years ago? They I mean, like, they've traded a little bit at the deadline last year for, like, Trey Mancini.
I would say the Astros were on the borderline of being a super team. I would probably say they weren't. But I think that's about the roster construction. They had a lot of really good players. And this...
they're the same as the Braves. Like, they are the National League Braves, in my opinion. Almost every player you look to, outside of Justin Verlander, was homegrown.
I think the Braves are a better roster, though. That's why I consider them a super team. I think Altuve, while still really good, he was aging. Verlander was a superstar. Bregman's always been really good, but I never considered him a superstar. They didn't have Correa anymore. They didn't. Springer was also one of those players that was really good. Yordan, I'd consider a superstar. Kyle Tucker is another player that's really good. Framber Valdez, really good. I think they lacked the superstar talent and had a lot of guys that were really good, but not superstars. And I think that's where they weren't a super team.
I disagree. I mean, there are teams.
Would you consider guys like Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, still out Jose Altuve? Wouldn't consider him. Do you consider those guys superstars?
Yeah, I consider them superstars. I mean, Kyle Tucker, we almost considered to win MVP this year. Yordan Alvarez, we considered maybe the best hitter in baseball. Like,
yeah, he's a superstar, but he's one of few. He might be the only superstar on that team.
I would argue right now.
Right now,
Ronald Acuna is probably the only superstar on the Braves. So I think it goes both ways.
Yeah, but I think there were Jeremy Pena, guy who... He was
but
a guy.
Jeremy
Salt.
Jeremy Pena is why I don't consider them a super team. They let Carlos
go. And where I'm keep going with this, guys like Jeremy Pena are lower than guys like Matt Olson, like Sean Murphy. They're both on the tiers of good to really good, but the Braves are like all up here with, you know, superstar. Strider is a very very close up there. But they're all guys at the very top. Whereas the Astros were a couple superstars here, and then, you know, a couple really good, some good who just played well. I think they were a really well-built team. They didn't have really many flaws on that team. Whereas, look, that guy's could be the reason. Like, he's a liability. They didn't have any of those, and that's why they were on the borderline. But whereas the Braves, they're the same way. But when you look at the spectrum of who is a superstar and who's close to superstar status, I think more Braves players are on the threshold of being superstars than the Astros were.
Okay, since I believe we have a difference in definition here, and I agree with what you're saying, but I also, like, I think because of this argument, like, the vast difference between those two teams and the Padres and the Mets that we consider to be, you know, the right now trying to be built super teams, because of that difference, let's change up this debate for the next segment of this and kind of round this out. Building a super team, like, that is trying to build it like that in an offseason or two, as opposed to, you know, the Braves with all those homegrown talents. Yes, they are superstars, but they built them up over a long period of time. Same thing with the Astros. You can even say same thing with the Dodgers before they tried to, like, supplement that with Betts and Freeman and Turner and Scherzer. Building a super team, which is what I think we're trying to see, or what we're seeing the Padres and Mets try to do. Building a super team like that, do you think it can work in Major League Baseball?
I think so. And like I said, it's about the players you put on the team. If the Padres had not signed Bogarts, and I know this is a hypothetical world because not everyone's available, but let's say instead of getting Bogarts, who I consider a low-end superstar, if you get a low-end superstar at first base, or maybe another one in the rotation, I think we're looking at this team being very good and probably the best team in baseball. But they went out and got Bogart. And part of it is the players aren't producing. But I think part of that is that there's just an assortment of guys. And I wrote this all down. You have Tatis and Soto who are playing like superstars. Bogarts is not playing like a superstar. He's playing okay with a 109 WRC plus. Manny Machado not playing anywhere like he's normally been. So it's partly that reason why they're struggling. But then you also look like, I mean, the pitching. Musgrove, Darvish, and Snell were two pretty good pitchers, but I don't think any of them were superstar pitchers. And so,
I mean,
those guys,
Snell was coming off a Cy Young win.
No, that was like 2018, and he didn't come over until 2021. And he was always a guy that was good, and except for that one season, he wasn't like a perennial Cy Young guy. So I think I wouldn't consider those guys superstar pitchers. They were kind of, like I said, near it. But I think if they had gone out and added a superstar pitcher or a first baseman, which is a whole, I think maybe even an outfielder. I mean, they did that with Tatis, but like center fielder, Grisham's a great fielder, but he's not good offensively. So I think if you had turned the focus to where we saw kind of the faults be, then I think that this would be a team that is the best team in baseball right now.
I do think that is all hypothetical, though, and I know that, like, I know, and I know we can go off hypothetical, but I'm going to stick with the reality is we've seen these teams try and get to the level of these super teams, as you would call them, that are more homegrown, the Astros, the Dodgers, and the Braves. It hasn't worked so far, and I know that we can go off hypothetical, but we also, I mean, think about the way that we reacted when the Padres made these signings, like, or when the Mets, like when we thought the Mets had Correa, we called them the best lineup in baseball. We're like, this is, you know, probably the favorite to win the World Series. Like, I think it is hindsight. If they were playing well right now, we could talk about it. But what I'm going to go off of is, I know we can say hypothetically it could work, but it hasn't yet. And I would still stick to my argument that not a single team that has won the World Series since 2010 was a super team in the regards of what we're talking about now, where they try and go out and build the team. So I'm going to say it can happen. And to me, the difference between what I believe a super team is and what it isn't, and what I think works and what it doesn't, I think winning takes two things. You do need to be willing to spend. Like, you can't win without it. You've seen the Rays come super close, and it hasn't happened. The 2021 Giants tried to, you know, work their way through with veteran players and smaller contracts. They fell at the hands of what I believe a super team was in 2021. Then, you know, the Guardians are a smaller example where they didn't have the expectations because it was only year one, but they fell short last year. You do need to be willing to spend, but also I think you need to have some trust in your homegrown talent. So there's two ends of the spectrum. I don't think completely buying a team is going to work. I also don't think completely being unwilling to spend and just hoping that your team will go out and win the World Series with some of that homegrown talent. I think you need to do a little bit of half and half. You need to have homegrown talent. Clearly, that's how you build a core. But you also need to go out and be willing to add in the spots that you need. And so I know that that's your, like, hypothetical perfect super team that you've been talking about. But I
would say one more point before we wrap up. We both had the Mets and the Padres, two teams we both agreed were super teams. And those reactions we were talking about, best lineup of baseball, best team in baseball, those were immediate reactions to these big signings. But when it came down to it, when it came down to our predictions, we had both of these teams as wildcard teams. And I know you had the Mets going far, but I think the Mets and Padres matched up round one. So I had one of them advancing, but whoever won that, I had losing in the next round. There were flaws in this team. And even though they have the superstar talent, I mean, you can look at the Mets, Verlander, Scherzer, Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo, McNeil and Marte and Can are guys that are on the good tier. But the other players, I would consider superstars, low end, high end, close to superstars. I don't think a single one of those players is under the age of 30. And that's where we saw flaws in the way these were built. You can't just throw money at guys and it's just not going to work. It's about building the team. And that's what's so important. I think we saw flaws in these teams, and they weren't the perfect teams. And we knew that. That doesn't mean super teams won't work just because these specific super teams weren't good super teams.
Would you have considered the 2020 Dodger World Series champions a super team? I mean, you want to talk about even having homegrown.
Yes. They had Mookie Betts, MVP. Kershaw was still pitching really well.
There's no shortage of pitchers. There's no shortage of superstars on the team.
Bellinger was coming off an MVP. Those are all superstars. That makes them a super team.
I believe. I mean, Mookie Betts was the only one they really went out and bought. I know you don't agree with them saying
they didn't buy a team, but they are a super team. They had superstar talent. They were a super team.
I don't know. I just disagree. I think I just disagree with your sentiment. I mean, the 2020 Dodgers were more homegrown. Mookie was really the only one that stuck out.
That doesn't make them not a super team, though.
But the difference for me is when you take the 2020 team that won the World Series, and in the 2021 trade deadline, you trade for Trey Turner and Max Scherzer because you believe you need them, and then they don't win. And then the next offseason, you sign Freddie Freeman. Like, it's just, to me, it's the continually trying to get better and then having it not perform in the postseason. Because I don't think you can have, you know, those moves and have a, you know, locker room that gels with each other and a team that is, you know, clutch and comes up in big moments and has the heart come playoff time. And, you know, maybe we're just disagreeing and we won't ever agree on a definition. But for me, super teams, which are, to me, teams that just continually buy and add to try and catch up to the other teams that are more homegrown, I don't think that that's going to work in Major League Baseball. I know you believe what I, like the teams that I don't consider to be super teams that are homegrown. You're talking Braves and Astros that maybe supplement with one or two other guys that they've got through free agency or trades. I think those teams, that's the way to win in baseball. But for me, when you're looking at teams like the Mets and the Padres this year, other teams that we've seen in the past, like the 2021 and 2022 Dodgers, those are teams that I don't think work because I don't think you can win a World Series like that.
Here's the final point I will make. That one thing you said at the beginning of when you just started talking, you said teams that you just go out and buy and trade won't work. And I think that's also where I disagree. Like I've been saying with the Padres and Mets example, those will work if you get what you need. And I don't think the Padres and Mets got what they needed. And you can throw money at people that you need. And I think that'll work. But just getting random superstars won't work. I agree with that part. But you can get superstars, just throw money, trade guys, as long as they're what you need. And I think that will 100% work.
Yeah, I think you're arguing that the perfect super team would work. And you know, we I don't think we've seen one constructed yet. So maybe it could. But I think if you're talking the majority...
I also said working wasn't necessarily World Series. I think the Dodgers worked last year.
We'll see. I don't know. Let us know down in the comments what you guys think. I think it's, for us, it's a difference in philosophy and understanding and definition of these two things. But one thing that I think is abundantly clear right now is that building a super team, from what we've seen so far in the 2023 regular season, that is not working currently in Major League Baseball.
Teams that were built aren't working. I'll agree with you on that.
Well, until we see it, I think it's a little bit idealistic just to say that the hypothetical perfect super team could work.
That's also what I'm saying. I think we have seen it.
God, you're annoying me right now with this. I'm trying to get out on it like a good note, and this is why we don't debate.
This is why we do debate.
Well, let us know down in the comment section what you guys think. We just talked for 30 minutes about super teams. Let us know who you agree with definition wise, as well as who you agree with verdict wise, because it felt like we were debating two things in this regard. But thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Double Play Baseball. We'll be back sometime soon. All-Star Game is coming up, and we're prepping for one of our favorite episodes of the year, which is where we are going to be building our own All-Star Game rosters. The entire team picking a player from every major league team, just how they do it in real life, except no dumb fan voting. We're making the perfect All-Star Game rosters, in our opinion. So that'll be coming up in a couple of weeks, but we'll try and keep you updated on the rest of baseball content as the season continues. Super teams won't work. That's the final verdict. And you guys can come tell me why I'm right in the comments section. But thank you guys so much. Our socials are down below. They're also on the screen right here. Follow us there and stick around. Hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you get notified when more content comes out. We'll see you guys next time.